At Mindful Money, we believe money is never about money. It's about the things that you feel, the experiences you have, the beliefs you have, and the things you value. If you spend money on something, it's generally because you're moving away from something that feels uncomfortable, or often moving toward something that feels more comfortable. Those ways that you move away from or toward something else are a combination of beliefs, feelings, and values. This recording is going to guide you through creating your value hierarchy. This is a word association exercise that's going to come in 10 parts, each part building on the previous one. In order to make this exercise effective, please write the words that come to mind first. This is much like free writing. And when you're done, we'll have a complete picture of the driving forces behind how and why you choose to spend or save what you do. There's going to be times during this exercise where I'm going to instruct you to pause the recording and take notes. Please do. Don't unpause the recording unless you believe that what you've written is complete for the part of the exercise. So grab a pen and paper and let's get started. Start by drawing a large square. You want it to be about the size of your page, with enough room to write some words in the margins. Cut the square in half lengthwise, so you have two tall rectangles. And then cut the two rectangles into five horizontal layers. On the outside of the bottom level, write some words. Those words are going to be food, water, sleep, and a toilet. And let's get started on that first level. I'll give you the words of each level as we go through. And at each prompt, after each description, I'll instruct you to pause the audio and feel into what I'm talking about, writing the words that come to mind. So let's get started. We're going to start in that bottom level where you wrote those words on the right side of that line. We're going to start with words, again, like food, water, sleep, and a toilet. And if you think about a life where you only have those things, or where you're trying to work to sustain those things, maybe you have them and you've always had them, but your sense of having those things is challenged. If you can ever remember a time where you felt like you just might not make it in regard to food, water, a roof over your head, a place to go to the bathroom. In that moment where you're reaching to sustain that thing and it seems to be slipping, or in that moment where it's challenged and might be slipping, what are some feelings you have? What are some words that go on for you? What are some sentences that come to mind? Beliefs about who you are, about the world from that place, or about how you feel when your ability to provide food, water, or roof over your head and a place to go to the bathroom is challenged. Please pause now and write that down. Okay, so you've got this sense of what it feels like to have food, water, or roof over your head, a place to go to the bathroom, be challenged. And now from that place, imagine what it might feel like to get that and to be confident that you can sustain it, or to relieve yourself of that feeling of challenge to maintain and sustain having a roof over your head, having consistent food, etc. What does it feel like now from this place of having it? Please pause and write down some words. Okay, now we're going to go one level higher. Off in the margin on that second level from the bottom, you're going to write words like physical touch, peace of mind, acceptance, and same as before, starting on the right side of that level, we're going to write some words that come up when that feeling or that sense of having physical touch all the time, a sense of acceptance all the time, peace of mind all the time. When those things get challenged, or when you're trying to reach them, when you're trying to sustain them, and it doesn't seem like you can sustain them or you think you have them, and then you realize that you might not always have physical touch, even though you thought you just fixed that problem, or you might not always have peace of mind, even though you thought you fixed that problem. Now, what goes on for you in this state of wanting to sustain, but not being able to, physical touch, peace of mind, acceptance, or what is it like when those things are challenged in your life? Please pause and write down some words. Awesome. So now you've got that bottom level, things that represent food, water, a place to sleep, a place to go to the bathroom. We've got that next level, which represents physical touch, peace of mind, acceptance. And you've been struggling to maintain that feeling of acceptance and that feeling of uniqueness. You've had all those words that you just wrote down come up. But now, as you look over, you realize that you've been sustaining those things, that the threat is no longer there, and that you can do it, and that you're doing it. What does it feel like to be able to sustain physical touch, peace of mind, acceptance from that place? Awesome. So now let's go up one more level. Here, we're talking about community. You have a strong community, you're part of a community, and that community respects you, and that community sees you for who you are. And in that community, you have affection, one step beyond physical touch. You have this collaborative energy that is whatever community represents to you. And now that's threatened. You might have had that for a long period of time and it feels like you might lose it, or you know, maybe you're striving to maintain it in your life and you just can't. Maybe you're striving to surround yourself with whatever you believe community to be accepted by those people, and you might be accepted for a time and then realize that those aren't the people you want to be around. There might be something else. But when that sense of community and acceptance by the community and standing out in that community is challenged, or you can't maintain it, what comes up for you? What feelings do you have? What beliefs do you have? What are some things you say? Please pause and write them down. Okay, now let's flip it over. You've been feeling and experiencing all those things that you just mentioned when it comes to community, a strong community, and standing out in that community. And you've been striving to get that sense of community for so long. You've been feeling all that stuff you just wrote down. Or you've been challenged by the sense of maintaining that sense of community for a while. But now you're no longer having that challenge. You look over, you realize you have the community. The community's been there, and they lift you up. What does that feel like? We're gonna write this on the left-hand side. Please pause and write on the left-hand side of that third level what it feels like to celebrate now having a strong community, acceptance by it, and standing out. Awesome. Two more levels to go. So in this next level, we're looking at things like achievement, accomplishment, standing out from the crowd, really positioning yourself as a leader or somebody who gets done what they set out to do. And again, starting on the right side, let's talk about what happens when you find that you can't sustain that sense of accomplishment, that sense of standing out, that sense of at the end of the day, you saying, wow, I did a good job. You might have sustained it at one point, but now it's just not there, or you might be slipping. You might not be able to have it all the time. Or if you have it, if you feel that you have it all the time, maybe the sense of having it is challenged. Maybe you had a bad day. What does that feel like from that place to recognize or to realize or to believe that you haven't achieved anything, that you don't stand out, and that you haven't accomplished anything? Please pause and write down the feelings, emotions, states of being that you have from there. Awesome. Okay, now we're going to go to the other side. So you've been feeling all this stuff around having achievement, accomplishment, a feeling of respect, a feeling of standing out, being unique here, out in front of a crowd or out in front of whoever it is that you respect. And that belief has been challenged for a long time, and now you look over and realize that there's no more challenge, that you've made it, that thing that you were once struggling to maintain, you've been maintaining. In the left side of that same level, let's write down some words that you feel, some beliefs that you have, or some just phrases that come to mind when you realize that you can sustain a sense of accomplishment, that you can sustain a sense of achievement. Please pause now and write down some words. Awesome. Now, final level. We're going to move over to the right side again. And now, let's think about words like childlike wonder, awe, curiosity about everything, and a state of being that is in complete and utter wonder. You're striving to maintain that state of being, or maybe you have been maintaining it and now it's challenged. What does it feel like to be in that place where that state of childlike wonder, awe, curiosity, and utter and sheer wonder is challenged? Just like before, let's write that on the right-hand side. Just pause the audio now and write down some words. Okay, now we're going to move to the left. You've been feeling the stuff on the right for so long, you've been experiencing this challenge to maintain the state of childlike wonder, awe, complete curiosity. And now you realize that you have been, that this thing that you once imagined is now a reality, and you've been doing it. You've been and are currently in a state of awe, childlike wonder, complete and utter curiosity. What does it feel like to now realize that you can maintain this state of being? Please pause now and write that down. Okay, so that's it. That's the value hierarchy. Let's go through, now that you have these words written down, and take a look at each of them. Take a look at what they represent. Take a look at the feelings that they bring up for you. Now, on the other margin of this box, we're going to name each one of these levels. So let's start with the bottom. Take a look at the words that you wrote there. Take a look at the driving forces that are in that right-hand column to move you away from those things and toward the stuff in the left-hand column. Imagine that state of being that you imagined when you were writing those things. And imagine the topic or the subject or the way of existence, the state of being. What do you call that state of being? Let's write a name on the other side of that box. And then let's do that. Pause the audio now and go ahead and write that name. And then let's do that for the other levels. And going up to the next one, you see some words. You see some things on the right-hand side that you're moving away from and some things on the left that you might be moving toward. This level is based on the idea of physical touch, peace of mind, acceptance by your peers, and respect. There are certain words there that also represent those things to you. So when you think about a state of being that encompasses things like physical touch, peace of mind, acceptance by your peers, and respect, what do you call that? Let's write a word in that other margin for what you call that right above the word you just wrote. Please pause the audio now and write the word. All right, and then we're going to repeat that. That next level represents community, acceptance by the community, and affection, to step beyond physical touch. And the words on the right-hand side are the things that you move away from in order to get things like community, acceptance by the community, and affection. And on the left-hand side, it's the things you're moving toward, the feelings, the emotions, the beliefs. What do you call this state of being that encompasses things and experiences that represent community, acceptance by the community, and affection? Please pause the audio now and write down that word. All right, and moving up, we have things like achievement, accomplishment, standing out from the crowd, and being recognized. And again, on the right-hand side, you've written some words that represent what you're moving away from when you think about that kind of stuff, and what you're moving toward when you think about a state of being with that kind of stuff. So what do you call this state of being? Please pause now and write the word. All right, and now the final level, where we talk about childlike wonder, awe, complete curiosity, and a complete and utter sense of wonder. Okay? So you have some words on the right-hand side that represent you're moving away from to embrace that state of being, and some words on the left to represent what you're moving toward. Let's give this state of being a name. Please pause the audio now and write that name. So at this point, this is your value hierarchy. You have the values, you have the words, you have the beliefs, and you have the name of them. And the next thing that you're going to do is use this to pair up with everything that you want. This is going to build a structure by which you make the best financial decisions so that you can be happy about money.